All right. Welcome back to Build and Launch. Justin Jackson here, and we have got some unfinished business. Today is October 16th, 2015. Yes, it's been a while since we've done an episode. We officially ended season two. Man, when was that? Let's see here. The last episode was published June 27th, 2015, so it's been a while. And if you've been following the show, you know that one of the projects that I was building and launching was this book called Marketing for Developers. And in some ways, I was embarrassed about this project because it was something I hadn't finished. It was something that I promised people that I was going to work on, and things just came up. Family stuff, work stuff, and it sat on the shelf for a long time until Build and Launch, until the podcast came out, and I was building and launching a new product every week, and I kept looking at this project, getting dusty on the shelf, and having this longing to finish it, to prove to myself that I could finish it, and also to make good on my promise to all those people that had told me they needed it. The reason I even started that project was because there was this great demand from people that were saying, listen, I really need help with marketing my apps, the software projects I'm working on, the technical courses and books I'm writing. And these were software developers that were looking to me for advice. And I knew I could help them, but I just needed to do the work to make it happen. And thanks to people like you, listeners like you, especially if you're still subscribed to this podcast months later, thank you, because your encouragement and your excitement about seeing me build and ship a project every week is really what encouraged me to take this project off the shelf and say, you know what, I'm going to work on this, I'm going to finish it. Now, it took a lot longer than I hoped it would to finish it. Initially, I was working toward this deadline of August 30th because that was right before I went to Europe to speak about marketing for developers at MicroConf. And actually, I don't know if I've shared anything with you guys about that talk. That was really, really fun. I got to meet all these people from Europe that I had only known on the internet. And my talk opened up with this great illustration about Iron Maiden and how they needed to find a unique marketing thing that would set them apart from the other bands. I think I got a clip. Hold on.
Eddie the Head. And Eddie the Head became the figurehead for the band. It became kind of the unique, the thing that defined them. And I can remember being a kid, Canada, 1980s. And my friend Colin showed up to school wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt, and I wanted one so bad. And I came from a pretty religious household, so my parents wouldn't let me get one. I got one when I turned 30, because you can do that when you're 30. My parents still didn't like it.
So I had a lot of fun there. What I did before I left is I emailed my mailing list, the people that had signed up and said they were interested in the book. And I offered them an early access beta, pretty good discount for anyone that wanted to pay and get the book right away in its current form. I had a bunch of people respond. I think I had about 120 total that ended up buying the beta, which in retrospect was actually a really, really great way to launch, because when you make something, you're always nervous about, is it good enough? Are people going to like it? Is it going to be helpful? Like, is it actually going to give them value? And I had those same nerves, but being able to give it to people in beta form and have them respond to it and have them send, you know, what really worked for them and what they found really helpful and find typos and things like that. So that went out at the end of August. I continued to work away on it. And really, in some ways, it was also a bad thing because I ended up relaxing a little bit. You know, I went to Europe, spoke, and when I got back, I felt like because the pressure was off, because I'd already released the beta, I wasn't as focused as I had been before. And I kind of, for 2-3 weeks, I just did not do much on it. And then I kind of took stock of the situation. I said, you know, I've got to get this out officially. It wasn't until I set a deadline, October 15th, that I really started to hammer, really started to get things finished up. And that's a good reminder for all of us that are making things, is that nothing motivates like a deadline. It was just a good enough deadline to put the fire underneath me and for me to really push to get it done. Now, those last few days especially were not easy. I was recording an audio journal in that time. I'm going to share with some of these with you. They're pretty raw. Here's a few. All right, here we go again. Same deal. The launch of Marketing for Developers is 3 days away. The launch is 3 days away. And yesterday was Canadian Thanksgiving, so I didn't get much done yesterday. Today, came into the office and started writing emails to a bunch of friends and people that have supported me in the past, just letting them know I'm launching this thing in 3 days. And the hope is that they'll support me and maybe even share the launch with their network on Thursday. So that's why I'm doing that. But I am exhausted. Didn't get much sleep last night. And just going to head home, bike home, and have a nap, hopefully. Still feel like I have tons and tons of stuff to do. Hopefully I can get it all done. So already pretty haggard. By the way, other people have noticed this too, but I seem to get this like twangy American accent whenever I get tired. Anyway, so that was me 3 days before the launch. Here's me at 3:43 a.m. I can see the timestamp on the recording whispering into my iPhone.
All right. It's 3:49 in the morning, and I can't sleep. Just keep thinking about book and the launch, whether I'm going to be able to get everything done, whether the launch is going to go okay. Nervous.
And unfortunately, I'm one of those guys that once I'm up, I can't fall back asleep. All right, so it's 9:21 a.m. and I just decided to stay up. 3 a.m. till 9:21 a.m. Just stayed up all night, half the night. And I'm going to roll with it. I'm going to go grab a bunch of coffee, probably like a double shot of Americano or something. I'm going to hop on my bike and go downtown right now.
When it finally comes time to actually push a project out the door, it's amazing how many last minute details there are. Like when you feel like, oh wait, this actually has to be like done. There's a lot of hustle that happens in those last hours. And I just work straight. And what do you know? All of a sudden it's 1 a.m. October 15th.
All right. I just finished putting everything together. It's 1 in the morning. So I've been up 22 hours straight.
I think I gotta try to get some sleep. Set an alarm for like 4 a.m. and send out the announcement email then. That's my plan anyway. We'll see how it goes.
So at 2:30 a.m. on a cold Canadian morning, I rode my bicycle home from the office just to go home and have a few hours sleep before I sent the email out to my list saying that they could buy the product. And biking home in the silence, there's nobody else up.
thinking, and mostly thinking about how nice it is to get something out the door. I still had this anxiety of, you know, are people going to buy? Are people going to like it? Etc. But there's also just this huge sense of relief of feeling like this thing I've been working on for months and then procrastinating on and then working on again is finally complete. So, how did it go? That's the question everyone wants to ask me. And when they ask that question, they want to know, like, how many copies did you sell? How much money have you made? And I'm happy to share those numbers with you. That was a big part of this show, was being transparent. On the other hand, I really identify with what my friend Sasha Grafe wrote. He says, on the other hand, sharing numbers can sometimes feel a little icky. It can feel like you're shoving your success in other people's faces. And maybe I need to work on my own insecurities, but I know that no matter how successful I am, all it takes is reading one of those other stupid how I made $17,000 in 24 hours posts to feel like I'm a miserable failure. That's something Sasha wrote, and I can identify with that. But I also know that for a lot of you who are launching things, this is interesting. And I want to put all of this in the context of, you know, it took me a long time to get to this point. I do have an audience, and I do have, you know, I've had years of watching this pattern of developers needing this kind of information and years of building up a mailing list. So let me say that I'm very pleased. My initial goal for the launch was $10,000. And as we sit right now, including the beta launch, I've sold 302 copies and made a total of $13,000. I asked my kids to guess how much they thought I made on the launch. Okay, so today was the official launch. How much do you think I made today?
$4,000.
Okay.
It just goes
$152.
No, it's just $1,000, $2,000, $3,000.
No, he could guess $152.
A million.
No, I did not make a million. So I'm just really pleased, especially since my wife and I just found out that we're going to be, one of our big consulting clients is going to need less of our time. And so that revenue is going to help take care of my family. And it's nice that I don't have to kind of desperately go out and look for other consulting gigs right away. And it also just feels good. It feels good that that many people believed in me and the project and were willing to back it. I would love for you to be a part of it too. If you're interested in getting the book, I have a special discount for you. If you go to gum.co/devmarketingbook/podcast, you will get 20% off. And if you're interested in any of the other tiers, go to devmarketing.xyz and check it out. If you have any questions, you can email me words@bizbox.ca. All right, that's it. Thank you again. If you were one of the people that bought the book, I just want to, from the bottom of my heart, say thank you for believing in me and thank you for buying. I really hope it's helpful for you. I've got lots of updates to the project coming, so stay tuned for that. If you want to get a hold of me on email, just go to justinjackson.ca/newsletter and just reply to the welcome email. You can also follow me on Twitter, the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. And I have a new project I'm considering for 2016. It's still really early, but if you would like to go and just take a peek at it, it's megamaker.co. Megamaker.co. That's something I'm working on for 2016. All right, so now it's your turn. What are you going to build? What are you going to build this week? Go out and do it, and then tell me about it. Talk to you later. Bye.